crazy, cause I want you, baby. But you don't, so get out, get out, get out, get
out. Hey, what's up, kiddos? Welcome to Date Fails. I'm your host, Kate Quigley. My illustrious and fantastic podcast co-host could not be here today, Stephen Kramer Glickman, who is amazing and I love, but he apparently had a dentist appointment that turned into some kind of episode of Botched, and the dentist drilled a hole in his jaw, and he's getting drugs right now. He's going to be high on drugs, so he's not going to be here on this episode. Although I wish that he was, because I feel like Glickman on drugs, it's something I've never seen before.
Well, anybody on drugs is fun.
Anybody on drugs. Yeah. By the way, before we continue, let me just say the voice that you are hearing is my guest today. I'm really excited that you're here. Thank God, because I'd just be like sitting here talking by myself. But this guy is hilarious. One of the funniest comics I know. One of the original Latin kings of comedy. You guys all got to check him out. My good friend, Joey Medina. What's
Hello.
Up? Hi,
What's
Joey.
Up? Good, baby. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm glad you're here. Right? Anyone on drugs is more fun.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't do any drugs, though,
no,
really?
No, I haven't.
I've never seen you on anything.
Nothing. I mean, I love to drink. Love my wine.
Wine?
Yeah. Gin and tonic, beer. Well, basically, if it's alcohol, I'll
drink it.
Yeah.
Whatever they hand you.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever's free.
But it's, yeah, absolutely. And that's why I drink so much, because it's free.
Because you're a comic, so
yeah.
It's always free.
Yeah, it's horrible.
People don't understand
Unless
that.
Unless you work at a shitty club. River Center. Okay,
yeah,
anyway.
We won't name any names, but there is one in the valley with couches instead of chairs. But anyway, so no, totally. I mean, that's the hard thing about being a comic.
Yeah.
I quit drinking for a while, and people were like, why? Do you have a problem? And I'm like, the problem is it's free every night. It's so hard not to do it.
And I do real well sometimes. Sometimes I don't drink for months. And then, you know, I have that one. I'm like, ugh. And the thing is, I don't have a problem with alcohol. I just love the way it tastes. Like, I really do. I love alcohol.
Do you do dumb things when you drink, though? Like, I do things I regret.
Yeah. Well, okay. About 2 weeks ago, I was playing in Fort Worth. And I wake up. This is a true story. I wake up in the morning. And I got fucked up the night before. I wake up in the morning. And I'm naked, but I'm always naked, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I've got my socks on, and
he's naked right now, everyone.
Yes, and I take my socks off, and I'm looking around. I'm going, where's my phone? Oh no, where's my charger? And it was in my jacket, and I couldn't find my jacket. And then I couldn't find my pants. Then I couldn't find my shoes. I'm like, holy fuck, where's all my shit? And then I'm looking around, all my shit was gone. My shoes were gone. My pants were gone. And
what?
I'm like. What happened? And I didn't remember even going back to the hotel. So I'm like, oh shit, did I leave? Did I get naked at the club and walk back? And then, or, you know, did someone carry me and bring me back? Or did
I hope it's answer A, because a great story.
No, or I'm thinking, well, did I pick up some chick and went back and she stole all my shit? Like, so I called the club up. I called the manager. I'm like, hey, what happened last night? He goes, I don't know, man. You were hanging out with this couple and then, you know, but they left and then you were hanging out, you were drinking, but you were fucked up. I'm like, dude, I don't remember anything. All my shit's gone. So I had more clothes, I had more shoes. I'm going about my day thinking, where the fuck is all my shit? Right? Everything's fucking gone. So, and I'm thinking, I'm going back and I'm like, okay, wait a second. I had my socks on. There's clues. All right. So I'm looking at my socks. I go back, I look at my socks. I'm like, my socks are clean. So, okay. So I didn't walk from the club. So I must have walked, either I got carried to my room or like, I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm like thinking, for shits and giggles, let me call the hotel downstairs. And I said, listen, do you have a bunch of clothes there and shoes? And they go, yeah, we do. And
what?
I'm like, yeah. So I go, what happened? So I got there and they said, well, I was on the 12th floor. They go, the clothes were just all spread out through the 12th floor. So I guess I was getting naked. As soon as I stepped out of the elevator, I was getting naked throughout my clothes were everywhere.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You must have had a girl with you. You had to have. Nobody just gets naked alone in a hallway.
Probably. Who knows? I don't know.
You have no idea.
I don't remember going back to the room.
Was there any evidence of a woman, like lipstick on you or like nothing. Condom? Nothing.
Nothing.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So you just got naked in a hallway. Do you remember what you drank? That's insane. You had to have been like so shit-based.
Yeah, and then my toe hurt too. That was another thing that was weird. In the morning, my toe hurt. So I must have, when I took my shoes off, I must have kicked something.
Oh my God.
But it was like the movie like Hangover. I was literally looking at my phone saying, okay, what did I do? Did I, you know what I mean? Did I take pictures? Like, I'm trying to figure it out and I couldn't figure it out until at the end of the day. God I had all my shit.
This is what's crazy is that I drank a lot, okay? Mm-hmm. But I have never been blackout drunk in my life.
Oh, I have.
I wish that I had. The problem is I remember, no matter how drunk I get, I remember everything.
Pretty much me too. I mean, I would probably count on my hand On one hand, how many times have I just passed out? Not passed out, but drunk so much that I didn't remember anything.
Dude, you're so, I feel like people that black out are kind of lucky though, because like, I think the reason that I'm not a worse drinker is because I,
you do remember?
Oh my God. Like there was this one night, this is in LA. This is when I was married. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is probably the reason I'm divorced, by the way. There was this one night, my ex-husband didn't drink at all. He was completely sober, like never ever touched alcohol. No comment, no comment. But so, he was a musician. He was getting ready to go on a tour. Mm-hmm. And so the night before he left town, he played this like going away concert at the Viper Room in LA. So I go to the Viper Room and I'm drinking a lot. I think I had like four or five, like, I don't know, tequila sodas or some shit like that, which is for me is a ton. Like if I have three, I'm drunk. So four or five is crazy, right?
Write that down. Three. Yeah. Okay.
Three, I'm drunk. Three, I will fuck you. Let's just put it that way. So then we leave after his set and we go with a bunch of friends to this martini joint. I think it was called like Lola's or something like that. So we get there and I, like an idiot, start drinking these like Starbucks frappuccinis. Mm-hmm. That does not mix well with tequila, right? I get so shit-faced. I start like flirting with like all these guys at the bar, like right in front of my husband who's about to leave town. I'm like flirting with guys, like hanging all over guys, like, oh my God, you're so cute. That's my husband. Like, and these guys are like, who the fuck is this crazy bitch? So then we finally leave. We get in his car. We're driving back to our apartment. Mm-hmm. I start like puking, like projectile vomiting, like all over the car. Mind you, this guy has never been drunk. So he's like, he wanted to kill me. I puked all over his car. He's leaving on tour the next day this car. I puked all over the car. We get back to our place. I like get in the bathtub and I'm cold. So I like turn on the water and I like sleep in the bathtub in like in hot water. And I remember every moment of this night.
Oh my God.
Every single moment. And he gets up early the next morning. I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. He leaves town without saying goodbye.
Right.
I come out of the apartment, go outside, and all the carpeting from the inside of his car is on the sidewalk. Like he tore out. He even took the seat, the back seat that I threw up in out of his car. So he basically like destroyed his car. He was so mad at me. That was probably the beginning of the end of
You are such a catch.
I really am.
You are.
If anyone wonders why I'm single, but I mean, I was 24.
Right.
So I was a fucking kid. I shouldn't have even been married in the first place.
No, not at 24. Crazy.
Dude, I was 5 years into a marriage.
People shouldn't be married until they're 60. That's my opinion.
You really think that?
Yeah, fuck that.
Then why even get married ever, though?
Yeah, then don't. I mean, you know why? Because at 60, after you want somebody to fucking, you know, play bingo with and shit, I don't know.
What do you think about, though, like marriage, seriously?
I've been married three times.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Date fails, everyone. Wait, three times? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So what happened?
But I was all young, too. I was very young.
How old were you the first time?
20. I was a boxer back then. So I was I was actually. It was way too. She was 21. I was 19. But I think I got married like a year later. So 20.
I didn't realize that you got married that young.
Yeah.
How long did that one last?
That one lasted maybe 3 years.
I love that you're not even sure.
I don't remember. It's just old memories. I mean, old memories I don't even think about. But yeah, it's maybe 3 years.
What inspired you to get married that young?
You know what? The pussy was good.
Shut up.
No, yeah, it was really good.
That's it?
And I was in love. I thought I was, no, this is the truth. Okay, I'm going to give you the real, real
thing. Yeah, truth.
But the pussy was good. Okay,
sure.
But the real thing is I was really young. I was a professional boxer. I was in great fucking shape. I was getting a lot of pussy still on the side.
Okay.
Right? And then one day, her and I were laying in bed, and my sister came into town. My sister and I got into a big argument. And it felt weird because I love my sister to death. And so I was telling her about that. And I was in a real emotional state. And I told her, I go, it's weird. I go, I feel lonely because I don't want to lose my sister. And she told me, and I said, do you know how it feels like to be lonely or something? She goes, yeah, I know how it feels like to be lonely even when you're with someone. Meaning me. And it was like, wah, wah, wah. And I felt so little. And because I was in such an emotional state, I go, I got to do the right thing. I go, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go to Vegas, get married.
Shut up.
So we all drove to Vegas the next day and we got married.
Wait, but can I just back this up for 1 second? When you said I was still getting a lot of pussy on the side, does that mean you were stepping out on her while you were together?
Of course. But you see, but I don't know if it's a Puerto Rican thing or a man thing or just a deviant thing, but
cheating.
I didn't see it as bad. Like, man, I was a good husband. I treated her good. Gave you know, whatever. I just wanted some pussy on the side.
This is so funny that you're saying this. No, it's so funny that you're saying this because, like, when I was married, my marriage was basically perfect, except I was unhappy in the sex department. Like, I wasn't feeling like there, I felt like there was just no sexual spark between us.
But honey, that's a huge thing. Sex is such an important part of communication in a relationship. It's huge.
Yeah.
Some relationships will last for a long time just because the sex is so fucking good. And nothing
else. Tell me
about
it. I've had that too.
Yeah, me too.
But here's what my thing is that when I was with him, my girlfriends were split in half when I was starting to talk about leaving him. Some of my girlfriends were like, look, he treats you really well. He treats you like a princess. You guys are best friends. You've been together this long. Why don't you just fuck some dude on the side? He'll never know. You'll get what you need and you can keep your marriage going. And like, there was a moment where I was like, could I do it? Because I never cheated on him. I was a total like flirt. Yeah, but I never cheated on him. So there were times after my divorce, I looked back and regretted that I didn't just do that. But I don't know if I could have slept at night. You know what I mean? Like, but you can, guys are so different though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you can just fuck someone else and not have any emotional connection.
No, we totally separate that. It's like it's like if we went bowling. It's like nobody loves a bowling ball more than their wife. You know
it's
what
like
I mean?
Sticking your dick in a bowling ball is what saying, fucking someone else. You feel the same thing. You feel nothing.
No, and it's not, and that's the thing. And if you go to most countries, that's kind of the norm. It's in America where, you know, it's so bad and so wrong and taboo. And that's the reason why there's affairs. To me, I think an affair is cheating. So if let's say you're married and the guy's taking another girl out on vacation and dinner and flowers, to me, that's cheating.
Yeah, it's like an emotional cheat.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of get that though, because the older I get now, the less I care.
Right.
I mean, like, if I'm with a guy and he occasionally like goes and gets a happy ending at a massage parlor or some shit, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's like, who cares?
Yeah, it's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Like, I used to have a girlfriend where I would tell her shit like that. Like, hey, I just got this great blowjob the other day. And she's like, oh, cool. Was it fun? And she was like totally cool, because she knew, like, she goes, as long as I'm number one, I don't care. And I'm like, fuck, I love this girl. But she was crazy. Anyway, we broke up because of crazy
reasons.
She was
obviously crazy.
Yeah, that was a crazy
because
bitch.
You're attracted to crazy women.
Yeah.
I think that you and I have that in common. I think you're really, I'm attracted to crazy people, but I'm starting to think that I'm crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm crazy. I think maybe I'm crazy, but like, I just, I don't know. It's just, I'm very wishy-washy. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I like this. I want this. Like, I really want a relationship, but I'm like, it's got to be the right relationship. It can't just be any relationship.
But the older you get, we were talking about this the other night at the Haha, like, and I was saying I want to write a bit about this, how the older you get, the more I think you're like, you are willing to make sacrifices. Like, when you're young, you have this wish list of everything you want in a partner, right? And all the things you won't settle for.
Right, right.
Like, I remember being like, I will never date a guy who smokes. I have to date a guy who's at least like 3 inches taller than me in my tallest heels. Like, I had this list, right? Now I'm like, well, as long as he doesn't smoke crack, like everything, I'm like, cigarettes, I'll deal with it. Like, I used to think I needed a guy that like kept his apartment clean. Now I'm like, he has an apartment.
Right, that's good enough, right?
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because the thing is, we always want that perfect person, but that perfect person does not exist. They exist in chunks. And I think that's one of the reasons why maybe me or other men date around or have a lot of different girls, because we want the perfectness. We want the one girl who's a freak, the one girl who's just pretty for no reason. You know, we don't give a fuck about anything else. We want another girl who's a great cook, another girl. So we're like, okay, I got everybody. I got if all these girls could just, Wonder Twin powers activate and just become one fucking person, we're like, awesome. This would be great.
I do the same thing. Like, my friend calls it like the pie chart theory. And I've been trying to do it recently because I've never kept a rotation in my life. This is the first time I've ever really had like more than one thing going at a time. But the pie chart theory is what you're saying. It's basically like, they say you should have a guy that's there for like your ego, that just like strokes your ego and gives you attention that you know will be around. Then there's like the money guy, which I've never really had. The money guy is supposed to like buy you whatever. And then there's like the friend guy, who's a guy you actually like really like spending time with.
Gets no pussy, which sucks.
Well, you still fuck in this world, you would be giving some kind of physical attention.
Okay, well,
to
then
all,
it's fine. Then that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. It's maybe fair. Not the ego guy. Like, I don't know if you would hook up with the ego guy. I don't know. Because when you're a comedian, you have a lot of ego guys. What I mean?
Everyone's an ego guy.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Kind of. And then there's the sex guy who's like so amazing in bed, but you know he's
takes you to swinger parties, gets all crazy, has threesomes, ties your ass up.
That
takes you to like, the stores, buy some toys, have some fun.
Like that's, the sex guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the first time I've ever tried to
keep
that. On
my business card, the sex guy.
That's why we get along, Joey.
Yeah, see that?
But here's the problem that I've noticed with me. It's like I try to keep that going, but mm-hmm. then as soon as I meet one that pulls my attention
but that's okay. That's good. I do the same. I'll have a rotation and then either someone new comes in that kind of takes all my attention, or one of them becomes better than I thought. And then I wrap myself around that person. I kind of blow everybody else off.
Yeah, you blow everybody else off. But then what happens inevitably is that person ends up sucking, and then you have no one left and you have to start your whole rotation again.
Yeah, but then you got to do is say, hey, listen, I'm sorry. I know I haven't talked to you in a while, but I had a lot of stuff in my mind and I like you too much to burden you with this, but I'm back because I couldn't stop thinking about you this entire time.
That bullshit works for you?
Fuck yeah.
I'd be like, fuck yourself. Where the fuck did you go? No.
I do it with more tears, though. I'm like, it's crazy.
Shut up.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't cry.
I mean,
Machete don't cry.
He's a man. He don't cry. How about that? That's a great question for this show. When is the last time a girl made you cry?
Oh, fuck.
Do you ever?
You mean over emotions or like lawsuit or?
Or she punched you. I mean, I don't fucking know. Anything that made you cry. I cried yesterday. No, but I'm fine now.
Okay,
I needed it.
Good.
You know, sometimes like when you're just like so frustrated about something, you just have to like get a cry out about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that. But I woke up today and I feel like really, really like kind of over it. Like I needed to cry about it.
Wow. Well, that's good.
That's a good thing.
But I've cried. I've cried over a girl. I've cried over my last girlfriend.
You did?
Yeah.
When she dumped you? Did she break up with you? I just assumed she dumped you.
No, I actually, you know what? She probably should have dumped me and wanted to dump me, but I think I broke it up only because we were just driving each other crazy.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll take most of the blame on that. I think I fucked her up.
No way.
Yeah, I think I messed her up because when we met, when her and I first met, I had my little rotation. She used to call herself number three. She goes, I'm number
three. Shut up.
Yeah,
I
swear
love her.
I know. And she's a great girl, really smart. And this, what's really weird was, even though I had a girlfriend and I had other girls, I always kind of gravitated to her because she was just different. And I really enjoyed her company. Like, I felt comfortable with her. And then her and I worked on a project together. We fell in love. And it was like, fuck, I stopped seeing everybody else. But I still, every once in a while, fucked around. You know, kind of just like, just as a habit, I guess. And she busted me, and then she became very insecure over that. And, you know, and then I'm like, oh, don't worry, I'm not going to do it again. And then I meant it at the time. And then I think I just needed the attention. You know, I think I just needed the attention. And I was actually a lot better. And I really didn't fuck around towards the end. I mean, I really didn't. But I still flirted, and she couldn't handle that either. And she just drove me crazy. She was crazy, and it just went to hell. And
she probably got so insecure from catching you cheating that then anytime you flirted, she like went to crazy town in her brain. Yeah. That's the problem, man, is like if you're, maybe she's like me, because I have found recently, and I need to go to therapy. This is me announcing on Date Fails that I need therapy. I really realized this week.
Okay.
Because I'm a total control freak. Like in my professional life, like I have to have my hand, like that's why I'm a comic, right?
Right,
like comics are, a lot of us are control freaks because we like to control the room. You control your whole career. Like everything is about you.
Mm-hmm.
In relationships, you can't control everything.
You can't.
I'm starting to realize like how much I'm letting my control issues affect my relationships with people. Because like a normal person, like if you text someone and they don't text you back, it's like whatever, they will when they get to it. But my brain, I go like crazy starting to think of like all the reasons why they're not.
Oh, they're fucking someone right now. Who you fucking? Take your dick out so you can text me.
Or not even that, because I don't even really care. But like I also have such bad issues from like my parents' divorce, I think, that I have like guilt issues. So that I'm like, did I do something to upset them? Are they mad at me? Then I start thinking back. I'm like obsessive. I start thinking back about like the last like 24 hours. Like, did I say something that was bad?
And I do that too, I think.
You do?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's making me a fucking psycho.
But you know what you got to do? You have to, it's almost kind of like an exercise thing or a diet. You're like, fuck it, I can't grab that donut. I can't. And just, so thing with a text, like it's so funny. There was somebody that I was kind of going back and forth with, kind of talking. And then I got a weird vibe. I'm like, you know, fuck this. I deserve a little more attention. And I just stopped. And then all of a sudden they're texting me and calling me all over the place. And
that's what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But I hate that game and I hate that power struggle.
Yeah, I don't like that
game either. I don't want to do the game.
No,
fuck the game. The problem is I'm really attracted to people who play games for a living. I'm like, I wish these guys would stop playing games. And then I'm like, they're literally getting paid to play games.
Right.
Like, I'm like, that's not a good look. if you're going to be attracted to someone who's a professional liar, then you better get used to some lying. That's true. What I mean?
Let me give you my philosophy. And I just explained this to somebody else today on the phone. They were like, oh my God, it makes sense. This is what I think a relationship is. I think a relationship is made of three people. It's the male, the female, right? Or whatever gender you want to be. And then the relationship. The relationship is like the baby. So and just like any other child, you got to feed it, you got to nourish it, you've got to take care of it, you got to teach it, and you both have to put a little bit in there. And then if you think about it that way, then the relationship becomes healthy, because now you're like, oh, okay, it's I'm not part of that person's world. I don't have to be happy to be with that person.
Yeah.
This is just what we got, is this relationship. Now, if this relationship, the baby dies, gets hit by a fucking car, guess what? Now you can, you know, you don't have to be together anymore. So it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's exactly like a baby joke. Yeah,
you got to treat, no, you
got to
treat
it in front of a car when you're done with it.
No, you got to, no, I wouldn't do make it. Well, never mind. So the point is, or like in 300, you hold it up, you know, is it good? Right. Throw it in the ocean. But no, if it's, you got to treat the relationship separate than yourselves. And that's the truth.
That's an interesting theory that
I invented
like.
That all by myself.
Huh.
Look, I fail so many times that I've got to get it right sooner or later.
That's hilarious. I mean, I've had a lot of bad dates recently. I've been getting out there and dating a little bit. What's the worst date that you've ever been on?
Oh my God. Because of me or because of the other person?
Anything. Just like the worst date you can remember.
I was at a bookstore once. Surprise. And this girl came up to me and she recognized me. She was really cute. And she asked me out on a date. And I was like, fuck, that's hot.
Ooh, pause right there. You like that?
I love that.
Really?
I love that.
Because I ask out guys all the time and then I start the problem. Okay, this is a sidetrack. We're going to come back to your story. But tell me what you think of this first. I ask out guys sometimes and it's great because they say yes. But then the problem is it sets the dynamic up backwards, because then I am the aggressor at the beginning. But then somewhere you're supposed to like let the guy be the chaser, because you guys are like hunters or whatever.
Right.
So how do you like how do you flip that around then? You
immediately after the yes, let it go. Just don't be the aggressor anymore.
Yeah, I'm not good at that. All right, well, so wait, ask him out. And then when you say yes, and then just back off and disappear.
Yeah, no. Ask them out. If they say yes, let them pick where, let them pick the date and all that stuff.
Okay. All right. So back to this is good advice. I like this. Okay. So back to your story.
So
she asked you out.
Yeah, she asked me out. So she picked me up. She actually picked me up and I forgot what she was going to take me.
How did she ask you out? What did she say?
She's, I don't know. She started flirting with me. We were talking and then she's like, hey, you want to go out sometime? I'm like, yeah. And then she's like, okay, she was going to take me somewhere. I forgot where she was going to take me. But I remember us being in the car and I'm thinking, okay, this is cool, you know, and I'm trying to talk to her. And then she's just weird and acting weird. And like, she wouldn't get any jokes. Like she wouldn't just, like, she was a very serious. And I don't know. I must've been on my period or whatever. And I'm like, I told her, I go, you know what? You have the personality of fucking cardboard.
You told her?
Yes.
Holy shit. I've wanted to say that so many times.
Yeah. And I told her, I go, you know what? Why don't you turn back? I'm cool. I'm going to go back.
No.
Yeah,
the car on the way to the date, you told her that.
Yeah.
What did she do?
Well, she changed gears, you know, and she started apologizing and everything. And I'm like, no, just let's go back.
She started apologizing for having no personality.
Yeah. No,
so your worst date ever, you didn't even get to the date.
No.
How hot was this girl?
She was probably about an 8. So she was pretty hot.
So like, I mean, you didn't even sit through a date with her to try to bang her.
No, I've got, you know, this is horrible for me. Sorry, guys. I'm letting all the guys down. I have to really like a girl to fuck her.
Really?
Or not, like, I don't have to be in love with her, but I have to like her. Like, I have to go, this is fun to be with this person.
No way.
Yeah.
Just to fuck her one time.
Yeah. I still got to like her.
See, I'm the same way. I can't have sex with randoms either. People, like, all my girlfriends are like, Kate, you just need to learn how to have a sex guy. I can't just have a sex guy.
Right, right.
Because if I don't like him, the sex sucks.
Right, right.
And then what's the point?
No, you're right. And then afterwards, you're like, if I just want to come, I could do it myself.
That's
and
how
I don't have
I feel.
I don't have to buy a drink. I don't have to talk to anybody.
I don't have to spend any money.
I don't have to comb my hair. You know what I mean? This is no money, nothing. It's like, that's the perfect orgasm. But then
wow.
We have to do all that. When you start playing games and doing all this shit just to get a piece of ass, it's and then you're not digging that piece of ass. You're like, oh, fuck it. It's what a waste. What a waste that was. Now, I used to be that way when I was, you know, younger. I would just, I'm like, does she have a pulse? I want to fuck it. You know what I mean? Because I'm a guy. I mean, not literally.
When did that stop?
Well, that's, I guess just.
Last week?
Yeah, last week, a little bit. No, it's just stopped, you know, when I got older and I'm like, I want to hang out. You know, I don't want to leave and go, okay, well, I got to go, or to tell her, you know, tell a girl, okay, you got to go. Like, I'm the kind of guy, like, I don't like, if I don't like the girl, like, I remember this is when it started, I guess. When I didn't like a girl, I didn't want her to spend the night. Like, they would come over my house, and I'd be like, okay, you got to go. Or, like, I would pretend, hey, I got to go. They're like, but it's 3 a.m. I go, yeah, I got to go pick somebody up or something, just so they can get the fuck up and go.
Really?
Yeah, and then I would turn around and come back home.
See, I really hate spending the night.
Really?
So, yeah, like, I don't, like, here's the thing. If I fall asleep easily with a guy, like the last guy that I was hooking up with that I could just easily like fall asleep and spend
Bill
the night.
Bill Cosby.
Yes, sir. We're still fucking. It's going really well. Not for him so much, but I'm going to be very rich when I sue him. No, there was this guy that I thought we were dating. He says we were just fucking. I'm not really sure. My theory is if you're going out for food, you're dating.
Yeah, I would say that.
If there's food attached to the sex, would you agree with that? But yeah, thank you. Okay. So we would go out and get food and then we would fuck. So we are dating in my mind.
Well, this is the thing. It's only dating if you go to date. Because there's times where it's just a fuck and you're like, all right, we're both hungry. Let's go grab a bite.
No, like if he picks me up and we go get food and then afterwards we fuck. That's a date, right?
Yes.
It's, why do you have to think about that?
But it depends, because I'm trying to use, like it just depends.
What about he went shopping with me?
Yeah. If okay, it's dating then. If
I'm trying to figure out, because this guy and I, we did this on and off for like a year where we would hang out. We would go do stuff. He would kiss me in public. Hold my hand.
Okay, I would think, yeah, okay, I would say.
That's dating, right?
Yes.
But every time I said that, he's like, no, this is just sex. And I'm like, my brain was like, I don't fucking understand. And then he would sleep over. I would sleep over. That's dating.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, okay. Then we were dating. But right. The point is, he's the last guy that I could just, the first time I spent the night at his house, I passed the fuck out. I slept so good. That's when I know I really like someone, right. If I sleep really well there. But 90% of the time, I don't spend the night, because I think that when you spend the night with a guy, that's when you catch the feelings.
Could be.
Like, if you sleep with them and they cuddle you and shit, you start to feel like it's a relationship. If you just fuck them and leave, then no matter how much you like them, it's not really relationship.
See, even if I'm dating, I always, after sex, I always pay them, because then I don't want to catch the feeling. Because I think if I do it for free, then it's a relationship.
You know, if a guy would just leave some money on my nightstand, I think I'd forgive him for a lot of woes. Yeah, I'd be like, well, he sucks, but he leaves $100 on the nightstand every time.
Just, honey, just take this. What's this for? I'm like, just take it, babe. Just take it.
Girls love that. Yes.
Do me a favor. Give me a receipt, please. I write this off.
That is so funny. We should talk about what we were talking about at the Ha Ha the other night. So Joey and I were hanging out at the Ha Ha Comedy Club the other night. I Periscoped it. If you guys follow me on Periscope, you probably saw some of this. But we were talking about my most current situation, and you have actually had a very similar situation.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm going to talk about this on here because it's really personal, but if you can't be real, fuck it.
Right?
So there's a guy that I met online, and we started talking, and he doesn't live in LA. But we started talking every day. This guy pretty much hit me up and was like, you're so cute. I want to get to know you. Can I call you? Starts calling me every day, texting me every day. We FaceTime every day. And he's cool. And we like really get along, right? And then we kind of got into like just a little bit of sexting. Mm-hmm. But I've been trying to like really hold the reins on that because we haven't met in person.
Right, right.
And I kind of have this theory that if a guy like sees you totally naked or you give him too much before you meet him, he'll kind of lose interest and like look for something else. I don't know. So anyway, the point is.
Only if you had a dick.
Really?
If you had a dick, you're like, oh yeah, you know what? I'm good.
Is that true?
No. What is true is this.
Yeah.
Okay. I, in the same situation that I've been in or that you're in.
Yeah.
I love that. Like I love dick pics and pussy pics and sexting. I love
before
that.
Before you've met the girl?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Because this is the thing. I'm a pussy guy. Like, you know, some guys are titty guys, ass guys, legs guys. And I appreciate a nice ass. I appreciate nice breasts. I appreciate nice legs and nice face. But I like a pretty vagina.
Huh.
And if the girl doesn't have a pretty vagina, I don't care what she looks like. It turns me off.
Of course.
It just turns me off.
So you'd rather see it in advance so that you can be prepared.
Yeah. So I could really go, oh, I really want to meet you now.
Shut up.
Maybe not so much.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I dated a girl She was a model. Like when I first moved to LA, beautiful. She was like 5'10", gorgeous. And I mean, dumb as fuck, but I didn't care about that part. But I just did not like her vagina. It just, it looked beat up. Like it just it wasn't pretty. And I just, I'm good.
What do we-
I just couldn't.
What do you mean it looked beat up? Was it like bruised? Like a like what the fuck is wrong with her vagina?
Very, very, you know.
No, just, I don't know.
It's just, okay, there's two. You ever see the thing I put on Facebook, the two sandwiches?
Yeah, there's like the little
slit. She's the one on the left.
Slit, and then there's like the turkey sandwich.
Yeah, and then there's most, though, most are a hybrid. Okay, most vaginas are hybrids of those.
Right.
Yeah, but hers was all, the one all the way on the left.
So like just, real, yeah, just beat up.
Yeah, and it's like she needed to be circumcised.
Did she have kids?
No, she was
Joey, young. She did not need to be circumcised.
She did. She needed to be circumcised.
No one, Dave Fells does not condone Joey's statement of this woman's vagina. That's hilarious. Okay, so you're saying, because a couple of my girlfriends have this theory that if you show a guy, like, that there are some guys that if they see you completely naked, we call them like fuck boys, right?
Right.
Like there's this new breed of guy. This happened to me a couple times.
Okay.
The end of the story with the dude I've been messaging with, and this has happened to me one other time, is he kind of has, now that it's like time to meet up, I'm like, okay, we've been talking a while. Mm-hmm. We need to meet. He's like kind of backing off. Like
right.
He's not trying to like come see me or fly me out there. I had one other dude this kind of happened with that we messaged for like 6 weeks. And then the same shit when it came time to meet up,
right?
He pulled away. I know you think that this guy has a girlfriend.
Of course.
You think that has to be the answer,
yes.
That he has a girlfriend.
Yes.
'Cause my theory is sometimes once they realize they can have you, they just lose it. Like these guys just want attention. So the minute you're like, all right, let's finally meet up and do this, they're like, nah.
No,
fuck,
no, it's not that. Because I disagree. This is why. Because there's more to that. The flirting is okay and all that stuff. Now, if you lived in fucking Zambia or some fucking place in Africa where nobody could fucking find you.
Is like, that a real place?
I don't know.
Zambia?
I just made it up.
Okay.
It sounded African.
Perfect.
I couldn't think of an African. Oh, Congo. There you go.
Yeah.
That's African.
That's good.
Yeah, whatever. Fucking
so if I lived in Africa.
The point is, if you lived in Africa, it would be, just for the attention.
Right.
You know what I mean? But the thing is this. I don't know, but I'm sure you have a very pretty, lovely vagina.
I haven't sent him that.
Oh, okay.
I sent him like some implied nudes, and then for on his birthday, I sent him like a full naked picture, but I did not send pussy specifically so that he would still have something to see.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. You're a very beautiful girl.
Thank
Anybody
you.
Who's even a little bit heterosexual will fly their ass over here to see you. That's all I'm saying.
Thanks, Joey.
No, it's true.
That's sweet.
So the point is, if you were an ugly bitch, you'd be like, I would just go, babe, you're an ugly bitch. That's why he's not coming. You're an ugly bitch. You're ratchet.
That's so mean. You're ratchet.
Yes, he's not coming.
That might be the problem. Yes. One time he did say that I looked ratchet.
Really?
Well, it was, but it was because I was wearing a dollar store cow suit.
Oh, fuck. You could wear anything. You could wear a dollar store fucking plastic bag. People still want to bang
you. Thank you.
You're
welcome. So you're convinced he has a girlfriend.
Yes, of course, because I've been in that position. I've been the dude. I've been the dude. Where, oh, hey, you know, flirting and pictures and talking every day, da, da, da. But I could never meet that person.
Because you had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But here's the one thing about this that I can't figure out is if he has a girlfriend, okay? Because, like, you know, I'm a little crazy. So this guy, when he started, like, acting like he wasn't going to come here, I keep on, like, going off on this dude.
Right.
Like, I put him through some shit.
Right.
Like, I'm like, you're a piece of shit. Lose my number. I've blocked him on social media. I've unfollowed him on everything. I've like not talked to him for days and ignored his calls. And my thing is, who the fuck would put up with that much bullshit just for some like flirty attention
because
on the
side? That's the challenge part. And that's fun. Now, if he had to actually physically see you every day and deal with that shit, that's different. But if it's kind of like, oh, it's just over the phone, who
cares? How is that fun?
Because it's a challenge.
I want to kill myself after like 3 days of this shit.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, babe, that's the way it is. Look, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and that's so fucking true. I read that book as a joke once when it first came out, and it was like the fucking Bible. I'm like, I get it now. You know, we're just fucking different.
Huh.
And that's the truth.
Huh. All right. Well, I'm kind of over him anyway.
No,
and
no,
I
no.
confronted him on the girlfriend thing. I confronted him. I did.
He's going to deny it.
So the next, so I sent him a message. I sent him a message and I said, oh my God, I'm so stupid. Obviously you have a girlfriend. I can't believe I didn't think of it. And then I like listed the reasons. Like, you only talk, you only FaceTime me in your car. Right. You won't talk to me on the phone at night. You're not coming out. Oh, he said he has to come out here with a friend.
Yeah, that's fucking, that's a total, I've got a girlfriend.
Right. And then when I called him out on that, you know what he said? Right. He said he doesn't go anywhere without a friend. Like,
then
when he travels. Fucking,
then what is he, a five?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, who that's won't a take lie. A trip alone?
I can't believe he even tried that.
I know.
That's, I mean, tried that lie. That's the worst fucking lie ever.
I know. So I said all that shit. So then the next day I wouldn't talk to him. He called me like all day. Mm-hmm. And then the next day he got me on the phone and he was like, what the fuck? I do not have a girlfriend. Why do you think I put up with this much shit from you if I had a girl? Like, he basically
said. Of course
said,
he's going to say, look, let me tell you something. When men talk to women, okay, we talk to you guys like the way a safe cracker cracks a fucking safe. We're trying every fucking combination to get what we want and to manipulate
what?
It. We're fucking, you know, click, 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 click. We know what to say and what not to say. And that's going to be like, he wants you to go, oh, obviously, he must be right. No, of course not.
That is kind of what I believed
has
him.
A girlfriend.
I believed
exactly.
him.
Exactly. There you go. He found her. He got the click.
Well, I mean, like, it didn't make me, I don't want to, but I don't really want to meet him anymore now. Like, it kind of like turned, the whole thing has now finally turned me off. So that's good. Yeah. That's good. And then, you know, I also like, I got on the dating apps and right. I just started fucking like trying to build my roster back up. I did. That's the first thing that's what girls do, by the way, just so you know. As
guys
soon
too.
The second that we're like even remotely like mad at you at mm-hmm. all, we're like, fuck this, I'm building my roster. And I got on the Bumble and I just like started stacking up dates.
I've got a bunch of stuff on like a bunch of those apps too, but I'm lazy to like to fill out the info on all of them. So I got like one that I really use and the other ones I just
copy and paste your bio from Tinder. That's what I do.
Yeah. Oh,
I use the
really?
Same bio on it, okay, and it's two sentences long. My bio on everything says professional goofball, loving mother of zero, loves Target.
I know, I've seen you, but you know, it doesn't, but it doesn't see, but the beautiful thing, the way you look, you don't have to say shit. That's the beauty. No, we don't give a fuck about
you.
What your hobbies are. We
what?
Don't care. We
That's
don't.
Bullshit. God,
really?
Yeah.
Guys don't give a shit what your hobbies are, what you like fish or your zodiac sign. Look, literally, they just want to know, do you fuck? Yes or no? That's what guys want to know. We don't give a shit about any of that stuff. Us guys are the ones that have to come up with some creative shit. So you girls would be like, you know, you want to sweep to the fucking go to the right. So for us, we have to be like, we just can't just be cute unless you're like a Zoolander motherfucker.
Do you
and
fuck?
All.
Yes or no?
Yeah, that's kind of really all we want
to
know.
You know what would be a great experiment is to trade phones and let me be in charge of your dating
God.
Account and you be in charge of my, because you could just change my bio to just say,
that'd
yes, I fuck. You know what I mean?
No, but I tell you what.
Guys would be like, swipe,
no,
swipe,
I, no,
swipe.
No, I bet, yeah, but I bet you get hit a lot. But if you put, no, I don't fuck, you're going to get hit less, hit on a lot less.
You think?
Yeah, you'll get some guys who'll be like, oh, really? That's a challenge. I'll try to get into that. But then you'll be other guys, fuck it, never mind.
And wait, who would put that on their bio? Just, no, I don't fuck.
No, because I've seen girls' bios. No one will, but you never know.
That
but
says, like, I'm looking
same,
for a serious
right,
relationship.
It's the same thing as hookup. Like, no hookups.
Oh.
That's like, when I see that, no hookups, I'm like, And if they're really cute, I'm like, oh, I'll try that. Because that everybody says that, and they're all full of shit.
Yeah.
It's like the girl that goes back to your hotel room and goes, no, nothing's going to happen. You know, an hour later, you know, she's blowing in your fucking knob.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I would never just go on Tinder, pick out a dude, and invite him straight to my house.
No,
so,
of course not.
But if there was a hot guy on Tinder and I was horny and I was mm-hmm. like, let's get a drink. And then that hot guy, I've only ever hooked up with a guy like that one time. I've only ever met a guy where, like, I was so attracted to him, I hooked up with him that night. But only ever once. But mm-hmm. that's because in my mind, I'm like, I've been so preconditioned to think that if I hook up with them, they'll never text me or call me again, that I feel like I have to wait until the second time, like no matter what.
Well, that's kind of true and kind of not true. I think that's almost maybe a personal thing, a personal taste thing. I think for me, if the pussy is really good, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I just don't mean just the pussy. I mean,
you mean how it looks?
No, I'm saying in general. Like, if the sex is good, if the chemistry is good, I'm going to want to see her more and more and more.
Of course.
I don't care if I had sex with her the first, you know, first day or second day or third day. But after a while, if it's not happening, I'm like, now I start losing interest.
What if a girl sends you a lot of naked pictures? Do you think that she's sending those to everybody if she sends them too soon? Like, what if it's a girl?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if it's a girl that you're like flirting with and then she starts sending you
That's why I rather just hack into her account and see the pictures myself.
What?
Because that way I don't want to know that she's sending them to everybody. You know what I mean? I just want to hack into her. No, I'm just kidding. I wish I knew how to do that shit.
Oh my God. I was like, holy fuck. Keep Joey away from my phone. Everyone.
No, I don't know how to do any of that shit.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I think if she sends it right away, but I also have a very free-spirited thought about that. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
right?
I think we're grown-ups. We can do what the fuck we want. I know when somebody is, if I'm in a relationship or I'm starting a relationship with somebody, I know if they're into me or not. And they're not. And I really don't give a shit about anything else. If they're into me, I don't care about their past. I don't care about their present.
If they're
fucking around with other people, in my mind, I'm going, if she likes me enough, that'll dissolve.
Yep.
If she doesn't, then it won't.
I'm the same way.
I don't trip about it.
I'm the same way. I mean, like, you can tell when someone's really into you, and then I don't even think about what else they're doing. I don't care.
And I know when I'm into a girl when I think of her when I masturbate. I'm like, holy shit, I thought about my girlfriend when I masturbate. I must really care about her.
Really?
Yeah, because I could think about anybody I want. My fucking spank bank is full.
Yeah.
So it's like, but I'm like, oh shit, I thought about her. Usually it's her with another chick. That's always fun.
For real?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I always think about guys that I've hooked up with or want to hook up with. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, but guys I know. It's never like celebrity guys or like guys that I don't know.
No, I've got to know them in order for me to visualize. I'm a really visual guy, but I think men in general are real visual kind of
people.
I'm
really visual too. I think I'm a little like a dude that way.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I like that.
You like nice pussies too?
I love a good pussy.
I know, right?
You know?
Me too.
Lasered. It's got to be lasered.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Right?
Less is more. I want it to look like she's on chemo.
Everyone. Chemo pussy. Everyone get lasered. That is the one thing I want to leave everyone with today. And guys, too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And guys, too.
I'm manscaped like a son of a bitch.
Dude, but not just that. Like, back. Like, when guys have a hairy back, I'm like, laser that shit. Like, go get it. It's so easy now. There's no excuse to be, like, walking around like fucking
Sasquatch,
you know,
or an Armenian.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not enough lasers in this fucking world for an Armenian.
I mean, it would take a lot of sessions. I think it would take many sessions.
I would be broke.
Dude, Joey, this has been such a great time. I'm so glad that you came on here. What do you got coming up? Anywhere people can catch you?
I'm going to be the Tempe Improv I don't know when this airs, but I'll be at the Tempe Improv tomorrow through Sunday. I don't know when
won't
this
air that
airs.
Soon.
Okay.
It won't be before Friday.
Okay, well, I will be at the Scottsdale Laugh Factory on, I think, January 27th through the 31st.
Hang on. Let's do this part again. Can we cut that little part out? Hang on. Joey, this has been a really great time. Tell everybody where they can find you. What you got coming up?
Well, January 27th through the 31st, I will be at the Scottsdale Laugh Factory. That's where you can find me.
I love it.
And of course, you can go to joeymedina.com or Joey Medina Comic, which is my Instagram and my Twitter handle. And of course, Joey Medina Comic at Facebook.
Perfect. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
This has been amazing. I'm going to be calling you when I need dating advice in the near future. Guys,
I'll be your Yoda.
You're my Yoda. I love it. You all know you can follow me everywhere at Kate Q Funny, and make sure you follow my co-host who couldn't be here today, Stephen Kramer Glickman, at Stephen Glickman with a PH. Love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. Bye.